When you walk into the theater, you're used to ushers greeting you hello. But it's a safe bet no theatergoer has ever been greeted like this.
We have a little pee patch there in case your doggy should desire to go to the bathroom.
Yes, a pee patch, along with treats and plenty of head rubs, all for 100 dogs attending the theater at Seattle Rep. You heard that right. Dogs welcomed inside the theater. And boy, did humans jump at the chance to spend the night out with their pooch. Mitch Murdoch brought his 5-year-old Jack Russell Terrier named Jack.
I've been a season ticket holder at the Rep for years, and it was really kind of cool to be able to bring one of my dogs. I've got 3, so it was a big decision on who I was going to choose.
Oh, who had to stay home?
My 2 older ones, which would have been much calmer. But I chose Jack because I think he needed the culture. Jack, can you speak? Can you speak?
The event was called Dogs Night Out, and it was a clever one-night-only occasion that tied in with the new production, Sylvia. The play tells the tale of an empty nester couple whose lives are forever changed by a labradoodle. Katie Jackman is the theater's director of external affairs.
We, knowing how much Seattle loves dogs, felt like we had the perfect opportunity to bring art and canines together in one night.
In the lobby pre-show, dogs as small as an iPod sniffed dogs as large as a miniature horse. And many got dressed up for a night out, wearing bow ties, sweaters, and fancy bandanas. And when the lights dimmed and the human actress who plays Sylvia the dog bounded on stage, well, a certain group in the audience made it known they really liked the show. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.